This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Migs Cast. I'm Steve Migs. I'm here with the Reverend Infuego.
Hi.
Glenn Cannon.
Made it.
You did. He's alive.
Hey, it doesn't mean much to any of you out there, but I was just a little late getting in this morning.
But you are 7 pounds lighter.
Yeah, I had to take care, I had to take care of some serious business.
Super serious.
I was on my way out the door, and then...
Something else was out another door.
Yeah, my body let me know that I needed some time for personal reflection, so I went and sat in the thinking room.
Monkey see, monkey doo-doo. Doo-doo. But it was your duty to let us know.
I had to text these guys and be like, hey, fellas, look.
This is what's up. Yeah, this is what's up.
It said a heinous and unexpected bathroom visit has delayed my departure, I think, is what it said.
That's, I know, when you say heinous, with that, I'm just like, well, I understand.
Yeah, I think we all had that moment.
Yeah, some
for different reasons, but we've all had it. I've had some where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I now know what it's like to give birth.
Oh, dude,
I know. Those are awful.
I don't necessarily. You'd have to catch me in the right or wrong mood, but there was a day that I lived off of, Tawny had made this amazing, like, 17-cheese lasagna.
Oh, nice. Lots of cheese, lots of lactose.
I lived off of it for 4 days.
Clogging.
It was all I ate. And it was so bad that I considered calling the EMTs. Yeah, like constipation. I mean, I'm talking desperation to the point where...
Need a popsicle stick and like,
I don't want to ups... Like, I can't go into details about this.
I need an EMT and a plumber.
I'll tell you guys...
The plumber's like, for me, not my pipes.
Yeah. Like, off mic, I'll share this story because it's mind-blowing. It went on for hours.
At the next Glenn Cannon show, please ask him about this.
Dude, September 6th at Tony Beans and Everett. Bad. Glenn will share that story with the Glenn Cannon Band. Kind of between sets, between him and White Only in the Wreckage.
He redefines that hit hip-hop song, Back Dad Ass Up.
the mid-song banter will be Glenn telling his stories.
Oh, it was so bad, dude.
No worries.
People are like, oh, I was constipated. I'm like, oh, God, really? And I hug him and stuff, and they're like, oh.
The worst is when
you've been there.
That happened to me about a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Where it was giving birth kind of ones, where you're like, come on, man, push. Lamaze kind of crap going on. And it was in between... a commercial song break on BJ and Migs.
Oh, you had to get back on the air.
So I had my like little timer, because it's rare that I got to go drop a dooski during our show. But when that happens, I know. When that happens,
dude,
it's like three times a day for me, man. Too much coffee.
It's so bad that there are times I'm like, oh, Rev was just here.
Yeah.
There are times
you know what IBS? Yeah, you know me. You know what IBS? Yeah, you know me.
The OPP.
You know what REV?
Other people's poo.
Well, I remember though, it was like, oh my gosh, I'll bust out like the timer on my phone, because I'm like, you know, that's the one where I specifically tell like the Joes and whoever, like, don't come in the bathroom and give me a time check. Like, because BJ is the worst when it comes to knowing what time he needs to be back in the studio.
He's got bad timing.
He's got to like come in the bathroom and be like, Steve, we're on in 30.
Not pinch it off. Not BJ, but like Joe would for BJ.
Okay.
So like Joe, part of Joe's gig, or even Sarah too, is that when BJ's not in the studio, to find him and give him time, like, you have 3 minutes,
herding
you have two
cats.
Minutes, you have 1 minute, BJ, stop talking to that person. So they used to do that for me as well. And I'm like, I'm good.
I'm an adult, damn it.
I have a concept of time. I mean, and one time they did in the bathroom, I'm like, Joe, don't ever do that, man.
It's too weird.
I don't need somebody
weird.
Popping the door open.
I was almost like, doing something, and then it snuck back up in because you startled me.
You scared me.
Well, also, like, if I'm like, you know, doing battle poops with like another coworker, and all of a sudden they hear somebody out of the blue just go, Steve, you have 2 minutes.
Oh, then you've been
kind of embarrassing.
Out. Yeah.
Dude, well, I don't need that in my life.
End of that spectrum, though, like this was a couple shows ago. Before the show, I walked in there to take a leak pre-show.
Yeah,
like you come in and the bathrooms are kind of on the way to the studio,
right?
And there was a couple guys, I'm sure from sales, I didn't recognize them. They were there at the urinals and from the handy capable stall, and
yeah.
It's Miles Montgomery comes out.
Oh.
And he sees me, and he throws his arms wide. He goes, Glenn, man, my turd game is strong.
That sounds like something Miles would
and
say.
I laughed. He's like, dude, seriously, tapered at both ends, nice and solid.
Minimal wipage.
And the guys at the urinals were just staring straight into the wall.
Make
like,
this end.
This Stoic. Is not happening. This is not happening.
One time, I'm in the crapper.
That was amazing.
One time, I'm in the crapper, and I'm just like, whatever. And then all of a sudden, our production director, Jason, comes in. I didn't know this at the time. I only know this because then I heard him, and he's just like, hey, Rev. And I'm like, oh, what do I do here?
You're like, it's Rev.
He's like, and so he's like, hey, I'll find you in a little bit to talk about that issue that you were having in your production room. He's having a conversation. And I'm like,
okay.
So finally I go, Jason, this is Migs, not Rev.
He was so embarrassed.
So embarrassed.
He came out to
Jason
me.
Jason was?
Yeah, I don't know
he
why.
Was like, well, he was like, I totally thought it was you in the bathroom. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, you know, sometimes the smells are different. And you need to discern the difference between Steve and I.
His rationale had nothing to do with scent. Had everything to do with timing. He goes, oh, usually this is around the time that Rev's in the bathroom. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're established, dude. Like, you're stalkable.
Well, here's the deal.
You're that reliable with your turds.
I drink so much coffee in the morning.
I get it.
And I'll just have oatmeal. And that
little fiber.
Oh, dude.
How about some fiber?
Yeah. These things just, again, usually it's like the 7 o'clock hour, between 7 and 9 o'clock, there will be a break where I'm in there for the entire break. And I'm just like, come on, we're going to make this happen.
Yahtzee.
And then sometimes it ends up being out on the air, and I'll have to actually sit in a seat because I'm going to lose the battle and wheel myself into the bathroom.
But, dude, the one time when I was like,
that's terrible.
I was looking at the phone, and I'm like, the one where I'm trying to give birth, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's down to 3 minutes. Oh my gosh, down. And I'm like, if I push any harder,
you're gonna blow an O-ring.
I might pass out,
yeah. Right?
You end up with an Amy Fisher,
right? And God for
wow.
I met a girl.
Thanks for getting it. I wasn't sure if you'd get that or
fun
not.
Story about that.
You don't have to beep that. I'm very proud.
No, yeah. Congratulations.
We're at our radio convention drinking, having a good time. I'm talking to some producer, and out of the blue, she just goes, you know, I have Amy Fishers. And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. And why do I need to know that? And
she was, shared that with
you. Yeah. And I was like,
what is she doing back there that she's got rips in the...
I didn't bother to ask, but I was like, you know, I appreciate your honesty and just willing to share that with someone you just met 10 minutes
ago. My calamari is torn. How are you?
Right? I bought her a shot. I'm like, you know what? That warrants a shot.
And I mean, to be perfectly honest, when you've got a short amount of time when you're doing those sort of things,
it gets worse.
It is, but you don't want to push at all because you will, I mean, you'll get hemorrhoids.
That's yeah, you'll it. Blow
these
out
are
your gasket, dude.
Horrifying,
it's
terrible things.
But, dude, could you imagine if I pushed so hard I passed out? Because I pass out sometimes.
Oh.
And then poor Joe.
Going the Elvis way.
Is going to have to grab me and drag me out of the handicap zone and bring me back to the studios because I'll probably come through in time.
Given
my pants off.
This work environment. Given
He's
this work
pull
environment.
Your pants up.
You got to put my pants back on. That's my biggest fear. I almost passed out peeing one time. And I'm like, could you imagine if I pass out in the employee bathroom and my dong's just sticking up and like a little fountain's going?
Whee!
Somebody, that next person.
After I snapped several photos
Seriously.
Or a short
this
video.
This is a visual I never needed and
if
now I
he
have.
He was actually still urinating, I'd be on my camera so fast.
Yeah, I only think this because when I was
like, this is not a Snapchat filter. This is real.
This is real
this
life.
This is the Migs urine filter.
Yuck.
The golden shower has begun.
Oh, come on.
Dude, that happened once when I was a kid, a teenager, like maybe even low, probably like 12, 13 years old. I was sick, and I got up too quick to go to the bathroom, and like, you know how sometimes you get up too quick?
Yeah.
I passed out while peeing and fell in the bathroom, and my dad was getting ready for work. He had to come in and open the door and see his son just like there, pantless.
Soaked in urine.
Just shooting pee.
Wow. See, I've...
No wonder why my dad's the way he is to me. No wonder why they still don't think I've grown up.
It's a bummer.
I peed on myself.
I've technically passed out
on
the toilet.
What are we doing on this cast?
Well, we're talking about our bathroom stories,
okay,
apparently. No, so this was a weird one.
It's my fault.
It is. It's absolutely your fault, man. You're in trouble, everybody.
Okay, sorry. We'll stop interjecting. Please share.
So I know. Like, this is totally random and weird, but the house that I was living at with the crazy neighbor, before I lived there, it was my best friend's house. And so the wife and I, we double dated, so we ended up staying there. I smoked a little too much herbage, drank a little too much, and then we decided we hadn't had dinner yet, and we did the fondue pot sort of thing where you just get the boiling water, stick it in there, cook
deep
it.
Deep fried cheese and
not
meat.
Deep fried. It's not deep fried.
Isn't it an oil?
It's like slow cooked.
It's like a, I think it's a water. I don't think it's an oil. Like it's boiled?
No, man. When I did fondue, it was an oil.
Maybe it is an oil.
You had meats and cheeses.
Yeah.
And you put them on the stick and you put them in the oil.
Maybe it is.
When you drink, you have to stick your pinky out. And
do you have to do the pinky thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a prerequisite.
Having fondue, it's not like having, you know, a turkey club. There's a behavior involved.
Maybe that's why all these events transpired. So we're sitting there and we're doing this and we're eating them. And the thing is it's not a whole lot of food.
No.
You're getting itty-bitty bits at it, and you're waiting for them to cook, and you're doing all these things. Well, I was sitting there, and I was feeling a little weird, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I got to go number two. So I got up, walked to the bathroom, sat down on the toilet, and the next thing I knew, I was face-planted in the bath mat.
Whoa, what happened, dude?
I just passed out because of...
Are you guys okay?
You know what?
It was not.
Do we need to answer that question?
Yeah, right.
No.
It was not enough food, too much alcohol, and too much weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially,
yeah.
Just gave that to me. The best part was everybody out in the kitchen heard the thump of me hitting.
Did they all come in and visit?
No, my wife didn't do anything.
Passed out.
Finally, peace and quiet.
My best friend, the PLP Brogan, decided, oh yeah, maybe there's an issue. I will go save my best friend. Not my wife.
That's so
my
awesome.
Best friend. And yeah, I was fine. Like, I was still wearing my glasses and everything. Nothing broke.
You didn't stool once you hit the floor.
Nothing.
Which is good.
No, I lucked out, man. That's the only thing that would have been the worst.
Because you're obviously your body. Yeah. You know, when you pass out, your body relaxes. So I wondered if maybe.
Apparently, I didn't relax that much. I have enough control on that end, so I don't have to worry about it.
I need to pass out during the show then. Sometimes
the only thing I
get that thing out of me
on par with Steve is this was in Ocean City, Maryland. I had left this party. My friends were like, no, this is along the they found me with my pants down soaked in my own urine lines.
Oh, God.
They were like, where's Cannon? The party continues. And it's like, well, let's get out of here and go back to our condo. We roll out and it's like, well, Cannon's car's still here. And then they get a little closer and it's like, well, his door's open.
Uh-oh.
They walk up. So the car door was open, but in Ocean City, because of the rain, the water, the curbs are pretty high.
Okay.
In Ocean City, Maryland, right? You familiar with what I'm talking about, Steve?
100%.
I was between...
They do that also in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, like it's a beach town.
Really? Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, the curbs aren't like 4 inches. They're like 8 to 10.
They're high enough to have your rental car's door scratch when your wife opens the door. Not that that ever happened to me.
When he forgot to pay for the optional
apparently
insurance.
This is also the call out the wife episode.
He opted out of the optional insurance.
Luckily, they did not
notice.
She's
been feeding him kelp and rice ever since, which is why he looks so handsome today.
Yes.
But no, my buddies found me with my pants and underwear gotten down kind of mid-thigh.
Hot.
My penis was in my hand. Hotter. I was soaked in my own urine. And
super
I was laying between my car and the curb. So apparently I'd open up the car door as some kind of a shelter, like I'll pee before I take off.
Yeah.
And then I lost consciousness.
Well, congratulations.
See, I'm so glad I didn't grow up in the era of cell phones because no one took a picture. They're like, let's get him up. Let's get him in his car. We're going to drive him, you know. And I'm like, what's up, guys? They're like, Glenn. Dude, what happened?
And I don't mean this as an insult to current teens and young adults, but I'm glad that being a young, dumb adult, cell phones weren't around because I would be just like the rest of the young, dumb adults that are on the internet doing stupid S.
I gotta think people just aren't as crazy now. Like, I remember being at house parties and be like, man, they're out of booze. Where's the shed? And I'd be out in the shed huffing gasoline.
Jesus, dude.
Someone would have taken a photo of that. Like, check out Cannon. He's pure diesel or some nonsense. You know?
I wonder
if youth is more tame now.
Well, I doubt that.
No, I feel like they're equally as stupid. They're eating Tide Pods, Glenn.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, the Tide Pod, John. See, I was never that stupid.
They're doing like
gasoline
games
will
where they
give
go
you
up to
a
people
hell of
and slap
a headache,
people.
But it'll get you really
Glenn.
High. Yeah, it will give you a nasty
Glenn.
Headache.
Glenn.
That was experimental.
Glenn.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You have to tell the tale. Kids, don't try this at home. The Migs cast.
Please don't.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, when you know for sure that you're not going to be able to hook up with any of the chicks that are there, what do you care if you have gasoline on your breath? You know? Like, if I'm not going to
I've got no chance.
If I'm not
going to
have sex, I might as well get really high. You know? Like,
man.
Hey, I just remembered we put a call out, and boy, did people step up.
Did they?
The reviews have been piping
really?
In on the Migs cast iTunes page.
Let's change direction.
Sexy.
Yeah. So on Apple Podcasts, what was it? Last week we asked people, hey, be really cool if you could start leaving some nice reviews, flood it up, because we had one negative one, which was just some troll. But also, just we realized we never do that. We never ask people to leave reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Best COD podcast ever.
That's funny. First review I read, best podcast is the subject. The content says, this is hands down the best podcast.
Yes.
Naked people, free beer, all you can eat buffets. This podcast has none of that. Oh, but I finally know what to do with a 55-gallon drum of lube that I bought on Prime Day. Preach on, douches.
Oh, jeez.
Next one says, this is a cure for depression. Guys have been feeling down lately, but when I see the new podcast, I know I'm going to have a good day. Thanks and keep it up.
That's rad.
Listen with your hands in the air.
Mm-hmm.
This is hands
like
down
don't care.
One of the best podcasts ever. In almost any given episode, I go from laughing so hard I almost pass out to chasing a musical wormhole, being psychoanalyzed by Glenn, Steve, and the Rev. Thank you, boys. Keep it up. Another one says, magnificent, the most magnificent, random, funniest podcast out there, and worth all the available episodes. Good job, fellas. Thank you, zombie person. Big Stevie says, from serious to complete stupidity, this show is fantastic. And I love, get your hands on this, came from Surge. Great cast. Grab a bag of dicks and use your hands to turn this on. Enjoy. So it said the Lost Cause episode was the best Mugs cast ever.
Mugs cast!
That's from Babushka. Made me shoot a noodle out of my nose laughing. Thanks, fellas. Congrats, Steve. Glad you're better, Glenn. Sorry your wife doesn't listen to you, Rev. These are some awesome reviews. Yeah, keep sending them, man. We'll keep on reading them. And we really do appreciate that. You guys are freaking awesome.
It reminds me,
seriously.
Tawny had shared with you recently that she ran into Ziggy.
Ziggy!
And apparently more or less just chastised him for not actually naming his child Gahans. She's like, so is it the middle name? And he's like, well, no. And Tawny's like, well, that's unacceptable. Like, she apparently kind of riffed on Ziggy. Like, really gave him a hard time about not naming his child Gahans.
Dude, we will know we've made it as a podcast if one day somebody legally, first or middle, names their kid Gahans.
Please don't. Please don't. I don't want that on my conscience.
I do. Please do. We'll give you a free shirt.
If Gahans.
From ProWrestlingTees.com/ I'm Steve Miggs. By the way, I saw a Miggs Stinks shirt at the show.
I gave that guy a hug.
It was the same guy who at the Bruiser Brody show gave the wife and I the syringes of Jello shots when I was way too high.
Nice.
Dude, I hugged that guy. I was like,
that guy's
love
awesome.
You for wearing that shirt. And we talked about it for a minute. Yeah, I didn't. I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
I thought
I'm
it was rad. I saw him in the Miggs Stinks shirt and I lit up.
And
bro,
it cracked me up.
That
because
makes me so happy.
Somebody out there was handing out they're selling roses. It was a Tacoma scam sort of thing.
It's not a scam if it's a real rose, bro.
Well, no, it was a real rose.
Really?
The thing is that the way that they go about it, like Tacoma can't be, hey, do you want a rose for your lady and sell it to them?
No, you give it to the person first and then charge them.
No, it was, hey, I just lost my job and I'm trying to feed my kids.
And it was three kind of attractive, well-dressed women.
Very well-dressed women.
What the F?
It didn't make sense.
No, and so they were selling roses. I didn't have any cash on me, so I didn't do it. Plus, it's Tacoma. I don't buy anything from people coming up to me. But
did you buy meat from a guy in a truck once?
No. I said no when he came up to my door and offered that.
Or buy some meat.
The other guy who did it at a gas station at an AM and was like, would you like to buy meat from my trunk? And I'm like, I'll pass.
At least you're consistent.
Yeah. So I didn't buy those.
Is it human?
But the guy in the Mig Stinks shirt, please let us know who you are so we can give you a shout out.
Where's that restaurant? Which restaurant had to tell people, hey, we don't use human meat?
That
Dairy Queen?
It was a Dairy Queen on the East Coast because they got raided by by police and everyone thought it was a rumor started that they had were selling human flesh.
Yeah,
and they were like, we aren't selling human flesh, guys, don't worry about it.
Dude, I drove here specifically for this.
Here's the headline. Dairy Queen location has to assure people it isn't making burgers with human flesh.
I mean,
news at 11.
Put your heart into this meal or not?
No.
I'm trying to get a leg up here, dude.
Oh, jeez. Well played, sir.
So that Dairy Queen, we are very proud of our 100% beef hamburgers.
All these cows are like, not fair.
Somebody actually tweeted them.
More chicken.
Someone actually wrote, hey, Dairy Queen, do you all use human meat at your Greenwood, South Carolina location?
And you're like, no, you idiot.
Dairy Queen, I'm not going.
And Dairy Queen replied,
they have to.
Hi, Matthew. At Dairy Queen, we are very proud of our 100% beef hamburgers. We serve a high quality hamburger with no additives or fillers.
Is human a filler?
Yes. Sorry, Rev.
Anyway, so yeah, going back to Mick Stinks guy, actually got a rose. So he walks up to me and is like, "Hi, Rev. I would like to give your wife this rose." And I was like, "Oh, that's cute." The end.
That's nice.
That was the story.
I got one for Tawny. Well, they gave me the whole spiel, and I opened my wallet, and I'm like, "I've got $2." And the lady was like, "They're $5." And I'm like, well,
you get $2 or you
get... said you lost your job. Do you want $2? Like, I got into a whole thing. Is that every rose has its thorn?
Oh, jeez. I want my $2.
I sang this to Steve the Thrill Hole's face during live day.
He loves Poison.
He started threatening to punch me, which made me, dude, I just stayed in. It. I was like, "We both fly silent still in a day to the now. And then we both fly close together. With I know we're miles apart inside."
Wow.
"Was it something I said or something I like to over-remote. Did my words not turn out right?
This song's trash.
Though I tried not to hurt you, Rev. No, it's I tried. But my anal fissure said every toe has its corn."
Oh, my God.
Every toe has a corn?
No, every turd.
Just like every day.
Worse.
Has his porn.
Wow. Very true.
Oh,
I once found my dad.
Like I don't even know.
Cowboy.
We should stop this.
Sing yeah. We could anytime song. Now.
I was still thinking about how serendipitous it would be if a child named Kahans grew up to be a massage therapist.
I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it
sometimes it.
What if he was a faith healer? Imagine Kahans the faith healer.
Kahans across America.
Yeah.
I love it.
Kahans across this land I love.
CC DeVille, man.
Hold my hands.
Playing on the radio. I will admit that when I was in high school, I knew this song, of course, on guitar.
Yeah.
And would deploy it at parties.
Dude, how much porn were you going to get?
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Did it really?
It worked out. Yeah, it worked out great. This, what's that stupid extreme song?
More Than Words.
Oh.
Because More Than Words wasn't like you didn't just strum it. You had to do that plucky
thing. What about
thing?
That Mr. Big song?
No. And all the girls are like, "Oh, you know, to be with you." And I'm like, "I got to draw the line at Mr. Big." Seriously, even as a teenager, I was like, "I got to draw the line at Mr. Big."
I knew one guy
who bad enough that I know
adored
a Poison
that
song.
He adored that song so much.
It was a huge hit.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah, this one. I can still play parts of this.
This one probably got people laid, too.
I would hope so.
Think about being in Poison and in Extreme when these were the hits. The Poon Wagon must have been backed up all the time for them.
Well, man, this song exploded to a point, like, I remember being in, like, Kmart and More Than Words would come on. I'm like, these guys are everywhere.
I always love this video because the bassist and the drummer are still in the video, but they're just sitting
back.
What
are they doing?
Their feet are up on the couch.
Did they Steven Adler them? Like, what? They made Steven light candles in patience. Like, "Here, Steven, light these candles."
Really?
Dude, watch the video. Like, it shows everyone jamming, and then Steven's allowed to light some candles.
I'm going to have to look back on that.
Yeah, like, dude, light some candles, Steven.
I think the drummer's holding a lighter during the song in the video. It's so great.
It's like a Portishead.
They're back there just hitting a crack pipe. I haven't heard this in 25, 30 years.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's fine.
We could go another 25, 30
years.
But
I learned it, and man, if you play that, girls would swoon.
See, I think the 90s.
I was not on the football team. I had to resort to More Than Words.
See, I think the 90s version was Wonderwall, because everyone would do that.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the video of the guy getting punched out on stage for playing Wonderwall?
Yes! No!
The video's amazing.
Really? I'm going to look that up.
This guy gets up on stage and drops this guy.
It's like it's a karaoke
drops
night.
Drops him.
Right?
Like, it's like, well, the guy's singing and playing acoustic guitar.
Oh,
so
he is. Okay,
I got to assume it's his set. And
like open mic kind of
you
a
see
thing.
This guy walk by. He walks up on stage and decks it.
Destroys the dude.
And then he walks off stage and the musician gets up kind of befuddled and is like, "I'm going to kill." And then he gets up and goes off the stage to probably get into a fist fight with this guy.
He grabs him by the legs and upends him.
He doesn't punch him. Okay, so I'm sorry, everyone. He walks up.
Put that on the Mixcast Facebook page.
Yeah, he walks up on stage, and so the guy's kind of maybe got his eyes shut. This guy walks up on the stage, grabs this guy by his ankles, and jerks as hard as he can, and dumps this guy. Like, it is the ultimate not cool. Like, it is really not cool. I've seen people slap senior citizens. This was even more uncool.
Thank you, Barstool Sports, for having that on their tweets.
It's incredible. incredible. I mean, see, I mean, obviously, alcohol was not a factor in this.
Well, and it makes you wonder, like, immediately I was like, is there a backstory? Like, did this guy find out
that
the guy on stage playing Wonderwall, you know, had been using his phallus on his girlfriend for the past 6 months?
See, I'm picturing the guy going, who wants to hear some Oasis? And the dude's like, no, man. You guys want to hear Wonderwall? Dude, if you do it, I'm going to rip you off that stage.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
He does it. Yank.
It's like the old cartoons or the old videos where like the giant cane comes and hooks a person off the stage, but this is the way more aggressive version of it.
It makes, and all the years I've been playing music, it makes me really glad that I've never upset someone to that degree. Because that could have been me, and half the time I'm up there with my eyes shut. Yep. So I would have been in a pile on the ground in no time, dude. So where can be, you're going to put that on the Mixcast page?
Yeah, it's on the Mixcast page. I just posted it. So
join our page, the Mixcast on Facebook.
Wrong. Yep.
I just titled it. Anyway, here's Wonderwall, and it was just a link right to it.
Thank you, Rob.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
I have a question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
It's about boob tattoos.
Okay.
Right. This is a very random podcast.
I try to avoid those.
Let's get into it, Steve. Get into it.
We recently met somebody who had a boob tattoo. Female.
Define the boob tattoo.
It was a tattoo on her boobs.
Describe it.
Well, no. Oh. Was it a chest piece,
yes,
as they're called?
Yes.
So
here's the problem.
It wasn't on a specific breast. It went across the chest.
It wasn't a huge chest piece. It was a series of words. And I was in this weird dilemma.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do in that situation? Because I felt like I wanted to know what the tattoo said.
But you didn't want to read.
But the more I tried to read
it. Stare at boobies.
The more it looked like I was looking at our guest's boobs the entire time. And then it's like, well, and she came in studio with her mom. So it's like, how do you tactfully go, hey, lady, what does it say on your boobs? You know?
I kind of would just go like that. Like, say, yeah, what does your tattoo say? Yeah, it's like, what does your tattoo say?
But does that not come off kind of creepy too?
No.
Hey.
Can you show me
what it says?
Here's the deal. If you're just like straight up staring at them.
And I didn't want to stare because I was like gawking at her.
Yeah.
But I wanted to stare because it was a nice tattoo and I was very curious in what it said.
That's why you were looking.
See, I didn't know how to tactfully say.
What you just said is perfect. You've got a nice tattoo. What's it say?
You got a pretty tattoo over
there. You don't say it like that.
Do you have anything written on your lady parts? I like to read. Reading is fundamental.
Where is the second sentence? It's just a weird thing. Like,
I got to imagine
if she knows that she's
got to be used to it.
She's got
to
be cool
with
that.
Anytime you tattoo a text of some kind that isn't English, like, you know, insert General Tso's chicken here,
yep,
it's not written in English, you got to assume people are going to read it or ask you what it says.
Right.
She has this across her breasts.
And even though it is in English, but it's
in English.
I think.
Oh, so was it in like old English where it's hard to read it?
Kind of, not really, but
what,
like,
did it say?
I don't know.
Dude, Steve, really? You never asked?
No.
So I love that it confounded you, but you just couldn't allow yourself to say, what's your tattoo say?
I just felt like it was like I was going to come off like I'm staring at her boobs and her mom's right there.
If she had on a sweater,
I know,
she was wearing something
showed
off the tattoo.
You're right. No, it was a low-cut shirt.
You're not a scumbag for trying to read the text that's being presented to you on a pair of breasts.
She probably spent good money on it because it looked like a nice tattoo.
Yeah.
Hey.
It probably says, please stop staring at my rack.
Or it says, my eyes are up here. That'd actually be funny.
That would be really funny.
Oh, if I was a chick, I'd totally get a breast tattoo.
I'm going to get that tattoo right where my pubic hair grows.
Yes.
My eyes are up here.
With an arrow pointing up.
A series of arrows go up your neck.
Wow.
Filters off. Yeah, all right. Well, that's good. I just wanted to find that out.
No, you're not. I don't think you're a scumbag at all, dude. In fact, I'm honestly surprised. As I would have caught that, and if it would have intrigued me, I would have been like, what does your tattoo say?
I know. I'm not good at that.
I get it all the time for the Latin that's on my sleeve, and you can only read about 7 sentences of it, and people are like, what's your arm say? So I know it's my arm versus, but it's text on my body.
Yeah.
So someone's going to say, hey, what's that say?
Yeah, no.
Like, it says, stop looking at my arm.
I know, you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, even when we were at, what the hell is it, Whole Foods in Tacoma. And the guy was checking us out. He saw like my tattoo, and he thought it was like a. I can't remember what he thought it was. It was like a spaceship or something. But I was like, no, it's a halo. He's like, oh, that's cool. I like that one. And he obviously was straight edge because he had all straight edge tattoos. And he said he was wearing a button that said drug free, and a shirt on the back that said straight edge.
You want to get high, dude?
Right.
And have fun.
You want to go huff some gas in aisle 12?
I should be like, it's the Target for where I inject my heroin needle.
Yes.
Where's the Whole Foods in Tacoma?
It went out of business. No one would shop there.
Oh, University Place. Okay, cool.
So I saw his tattoos, and he had a cool straight edge X that had the Seattle skyline inside the X.
That's
and I was
cool.
Like, dude, that's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
We had this moment for like maybe 30, 40 seconds, but it's so fun when you have those moments. The rest of anytime we walk by him later, he's like, what's up, man? I'm like, what's up? Like, we were best friends.
Yeah, your friends, yeah.
Yeah, we were homies. We're going to go to
you
concert together.
You could have had that with
homies.
Tattoo Breast Girl.
I could have.
You could have. Yeah.
Or her mom.
You were afraid.
Yeah.
Or both.
Like, you're saying mom is like, was she like.
She was in studio today.
Oh, it was them?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Oh, that makes me sound even creepier.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, I mean.
You didn't see her boob tattoo?
No, I wasn't paying any attention to him.
Rev's a gentleman.
Rev looks at her eyes.
To be perfectly honest.
He was fixated on her tuchus.
If there's somebody in the studio when I'm in there for the for beat migs, I pay zero attention to
wow,
them.
Wow, Bobby big time. Doesn't he want to acknowledge
that? He's got a job to do. He's
As
reading
host.
Those
trying
questions.
To be in the mode.
Sometimes those questions have big words in them.
They do.
And if he and follows up the question, BJ chastises him.
I know.
Endlessly.
I'm running over through
it's
my
like
brain
as if you've
a
heard
couple
our
times.
Show.
Dude.
Yeah.
I've heard BJ just lay into you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, how do you spell? And then you'll. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You stupid.
Such Johnny, like Skeletor yelling at his minions.
You buffoon.
You're the worst ever.
Ignoramus. There's a whole thing on YouTube that's nothing but Skeletor.
Oh, no, oh, yeah. We have those. Yeah, we have those in Steve's box.
You bumbling idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, I can find them.
Oh, yeah.
I can listen to them over and over again because
they're so funny.
That's a so Skeletor's insert or insults in Steve's box. Is that what you just said, Rev?
Yes, not inserts, insults.
Oh, yeah, did I say inserts?
You did.
Sorry,
dude,
man.
Somebody, so Freudian for you today, man.
Dude, I know. I've got a bunch of problems.
There's one that says He-Man official Skeletor's best insults, and it's 26 minutes long.
Yeah, see, it was every episode you got a new insult.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We'll just give you a minute or two, kids.
These nuts.
Excuse me.
What are those? These.
Is that like a
Deets
ad?
Nuts. Deets and Watson. Deets
it's an
nuts.
Ad. It's an ad, Justin.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what is this?
Skeletor's best insults.
But why can't I join your gang?
Because you were a whip scientist and you could be a whip villain. It's the sorceress, you boob. We should call you Wimplash. Fight or I'll turn you into a suitcase. Just as I suspected. Hollow, you metal-munching moron. Why do I surround myself with fools? Even the robots are smarter than you. You overgrown alley cat. Oh, you pathetic pair of pitiful pinheads. You tin-tongued dolt. I'm talking about my patients, not my body.
Okay, all right.
So I guess...
And that's what it was like when I worked in telecom.
That's usually me and BJ fighting during beat mix, so yeah.
Dude, I just can't. I'm falling down the YouTube wormhole. Sorry, guys.
Oh, it's cool. Alan, this show's about wormholes.
Alan Oppenheimer, is that the guy that was the voice of Skeletor, I guess?
All right.
It's Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer.
So is he a descendant of the guy that developed the atom bomb?
I don't know.
Wow. You are just a weird mishmash of just knowledge.
I'm intelligent, but a drunk.
So, I'm intelligent, but a drunk.
So what you've got is a ruined database, man. But yeah, the guy's name's really Oppenheimer. Was his grandfather the guy that developed the atom bomb?
I mean, this guy's pretty old, so maybe it was his brother.
Behold, I have become death, destroyer of worlds. Are we talking about the guy that voices Skeletor?
Apparently.
Or is this what they did after they kicked him out of all that stuff? Because he was later accused of being a communist, you know.
Oh, well, that's probably where they found him.
So they were like, dude, do you need work? He's like, I'll voice Skeletor.
They're like, we need a good voice for this. We need a communist. apparently, he was the voice for Transformers and He-Man, a voice actor, Alan Oppenheimer.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's
Who's
a video.
His dad?
I have no idea, man. You're asking me questions I don't have answers.
Oppenheimer's a rare. It's not like his last name's Smith, dude. Oppenheimer's a
he
bit of a
so
rare
much
name.
Stuff.
Do you know who his dad is yet?
No. What the hell?
Well, apparently he did an interview where he talked about using his Skeletor voice in real life, and I'm very curious.
In the bedroom, yes.
And Bumblebee is Dan Gilbazan. Period.
Hi, there we go.
Michael McConaughey.
Wow.
Michael McConaughey, Cosmos himself.
Let me shake your hand.
Thank you. I'd like
You're
this,
very good.
This man has taught me everything
he seems
I know.
Happy with
yeah,
life.
Which wasn't much.
No, not really. that was great. Who put that together?
Evan did.
Bravo. Very nice. Bravo. Thank you.
This is like a Comic-Con panel, nice. Obviously.
I guess we should introduce ourselves.
Alan's dad was
I'm
Lewis.
And I'm Alan.
He was a stockbroker.
He wasn't the Oppenheimer I'm thinking
Where do we
of.
Go?
Nope.
That's I think we're done. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Come on, Oppenheimer.
Is this a Q&A? Somebody's
yes, it
got
is.
A Q?
We can do this two ways. We can do yet another line, or we can do this Oprah style.
Are they talking about narcotics?
I did Oprah style last
no,
panel
this is just
totally Oprah style.
Let's do another line, Oprah's or we can do this Oprah style.
Sounds like a bad panel.
That's where
right
we
now.
Have a sandwich and count money.
I love that they have like the
get
subject.
To the meat, guys.
How do you not edit this chunk of fat in the beginning of it? All right, let's see.
Not everyone's good at this me, so. YouTube stuff.
Let's do this line way.
Let's do the let's do the line, honey.
I did it Oprah style. You walk
okay,
up
we got Stanley
like,
coming up here.
Wow.
But my system was called out by someone, so.
Who is this?
All right. Anybody got a question?
You said she's wasting time.
Come on up.
Oh, Jesus. They're already lining people up for questions.
Well, no, we did the same thing to like Oppenheimer and those guys. They got to a point where they're like, this is a bad idea regarding the nuclear program.
Let's make a bomb.
And no, they really, once they pulled it off, and then they were really experimenting with stuff they did not understand. Some of the bombs they set off on the Bikini Atoll, which I think is still uninhabitable. I mean, they were crazy, crazy, crazy big.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, finally, and Oppenheimer was one of the dudes at the forefront of that, was like, look.
That's a great villain name for Die Hard movies.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
This is a big mistake. John, like, we need to stop this now. That was not a popular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, well, he's a commie, and then they kind of ruined him. In the Soviet Union, the Soviets set off one that was so big that my understanding is it may have permanently shifted, not the rotation, but the alignment pole to pole of the Earth.
Nice.
And the guys in the Soviet Union were like, hey, fellas, we've been thinking about this, and this is a really bad idea. And I think those guys all got sent to like a gulag. And yeah, so basically,
like, right.
The heroes of the nuclear advancement program, when they were like, look, we figured this out, and now that we have, we're realizing this is bad. It's like the guy that came up with the unicycle. Like, he's like, hey, I just want to throw out there that this is a bad idea.
It's very dangerous.
And then they throw him in jail. They throw him in jail for it. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, so, the studio in
the
jail.
Same thing happened
where he could be
in the Soviet Union. yeah. Anyway, right. If anyone cares,
I had the Oprah style. Why don't you take the microphone to them?
Jesus.
Wow, Jesus.
Well, don't let them grind our show to a halt.
Thank you for having me. So should give it
in. I'm curious. Worst panel ever.
Last BotCon, so it's a pleasure to meet you again.
Worst panel ever.
Oppenheimer, it's very nice to meet you. I've never been to any of your panels before, so it's very nice.
Well, good. Thank you.
I want to ask
these
you a
people sound like serial touchers.
I'm sure other people have those. You did the voice of Skeletor, which is probably one of the most iconic voices from the 80s that everyone recognizes. Have you ever used it outside in regular life just to freak people out? Or if you just...
Well, I'll tell you, interesting question, yes. About 5 or 6 years ago, we were taking a trip down South America. We got on in Santiago, Chile, and we went...
He's a drug mule.
Anyway, we're in Santiago, Chile.
He's loaded for bear.
Yeah. He put those things up his Skeletor.
Oh, dear.
And, we had a guide and a taxi driver, and the guide said, what is your profession? I said, I'm an actor. The taxi driver said... In Spanish, what did he say? She's an actor. He said in Spanish, what movies has he been in? And I told her, and she tried to translate that movie into Spanish, and it meant nothing to him. So I said, ask him if he ever watched cartoons. So she asked him, and he said, yeah. So I went, we almost hit the curb. Now, a few days later, we're in Buenos Aires. Different driver, different... Same question, like that. Yes, I have done it outside of cartoons.
Yeah, remind me never to go to a panel that's being hosted
dude,
by
drink a lot Alan. First. Like, drink a ton first.
That's like, the story he shared?
And here's the problem.
Come on, Alan.
I wanted to be like, so there we were in the bedroom, and I had her tied up.
You bumbling fool.
Comic-Con panels can be some of the most drying, boring things. Like, not San Diego Comic-Con, where they bring out, like,
it's
the
like
entire
stuff,
group
yeah.
of, like, whatever actors are doing, whatever project. When you're at a smaller convention, a lot of times it is just absolutely painful. If you're if you're lucky enough that all of the panelists show up, there have been plenty of those where it's like suddenly there's like two people like, well, we had a moderator.
They all canceled.
But now they're not here.
Seattle Comic-Con years ago I went to and they had a lot of the stars from the Battlestar Galactica reboot.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy that
Bucky
played
there?
Chief. No, Bucky, it was the new Battlestar.
Yeah.
I tried to watch the old Battlestar and I'm like, yep, that's right. I was 4.
Because
I found it to be unwatchable.
It's like
as
the greatest American hero.
Dude, I should try that again. But
Or Buck Rogers.
But no, the dude that played Chief was amazing. He was hilarious. He told all these great stories.
series. And
there are some people that
it was a killer panel.
Yeah,
actually,
that are fantastic. But by and large, especially if it's just like I don't want to totally crap on an Oppenheimer, but
dude,
like,
he just giggled. Like you're telling me you the person that doesn't
Skeletor.
Yeah. Like, so you went and all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, it's Skeletor. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Well, that's why he was saying it happened in like Chile and stuff, because if you'd said it happened in the States, people would have been like, well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something true? Do you hate yourself? Do you still drink?
I don't believe you.
Do you wear your grandma's heels and pace back and forth crying?
Oppenheimer, I'm not even sure if you are the voice of Skeletor. We can all go,
sir, I find it fascinating that you refer to yourself as an actor.
Yeah. One of the things that drives me the most nuts about panels is when they go to the crowd to ask questions.
It's like our radio conventions, too. That's when I want to go to.
What's
get
it like
to beer.
Be on the radio, Steve?
Yeah. Dude, the radio panels, when people line up, that's when I'm like,
Rev, do you think Steve's
we
funny?
We have drinking leaving. Games. We have drinking games.
I'm going
for
to get some drinks.
It's like essentially like a bingo. Like, oh, is somebody going to ask? It's like, what, some of it is like, I don't get paid enough. Or some like low-key.
My host doesn't listen to me.
Exactly, like a low-key hating on somebody else on the show.
I'm getting too old. Oh, I feel God, like I'm being phased out.
These are the questions?
Yeah.
Or do you feel like you're being phased out?
Yes.
That's or, awesome.
How do I deal with
I
this as
imagine.
I feel like I'm being
getting
phased
on stage
out.
At a rock show and someone up front's like, Glenn, do you feel like you're getting phased out? Like,
what, you mean
that
like,
way since I was 19,
that's
man.
That's my whole life.
Yeah.
It's just called being me.
Dude,
I'm the visible man. You can look right through me.
Glenn, I noticed that you have a big show coming up September 6th over at Tony V's.
September 6th, I am at
GCB.
Tony. Yeah, dude. I was doing that this morning. I was in kind of a hurry, and I was like, well, and this is a weird thing. So it was just Glenn Cannon, and then the more we've talked about it, the more I was like, maybe we should rebrand it because we're actually an amazing band, and we went back and forth,
so good,
and then it was going to be Glenn. Oh, thank you, dude. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
man. Yeah,
absolutely.
The show the night
was
killer.
It was a treat to see you at Jazz Bones.
Dude, what was rad?
Right. That show was fun.
Did you
dude,
notice
it was amazing.
Everyone in the crowd, like there were women dancing, which is amazing.
Dude, you had...
But everyone in the crowd, their head was bouncing.
Yeah,
like, it is... It's not like the usual rock shows where it's and you pound your fists and stuff. Like, people are grooving and boogieing down and having a great time, and I love it, dude.
Yeah.
It was
really cool to see that, and it's just like one of those things when you're so close to playing, like so close to you playing and just being able to witness that. It's a special treat.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it looked like you guys were having a ball. Everyone there seemed to be having a great
time. Everyone seemed to
have a good really
time.
Cool show, man. Yeah, and especially thanks to everyone that came out, because I know that was the same night I found out after I took the date, because Rachel hit me up and was like, do you want a date? I'm like, God, yes. And she said, well, August 24th. And I'm like, done. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Thank you so much.
What else was going on?
The Lane Staley tribute show at Nectar.
And they had that dude from Chicago that like sounds just like Lane.
Yeah, which is always a huge draw. Plus, man, I mean, that's JT Phillips. It's kind of a family affair.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I was like, oh, here we go. And it was really cool because... I mean, obviously, a lot of our Seattle peeps were there, but...
Which is always a treat, because, I mean, coming down to Tacoma, like, anyone who comes down to Tacoma from Seattle, like, seriously, hands up to you on that one.
Yeah, it was, we had a great crowd.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a really cool night. It was, and God, people were having fun. Like, watching people respond to this band has been really cool, because it... I don't know how to put it, man. It's really entertaining. It's not like being at a hard rock show. Like, women are dancing and smiling and people are bobbing their heads and you
That's
just
cool.
can't escape the groove. And the whole show bounces like a damn Jamiroquai concert. And it's cool.
Did
it's
you just reference cool. Jamiroquai?
Yeah, because I love that guy. He rules,
dude.
Man.
I still think he got screwed,
the
man.
Albums
Maroon 5
are
is basically doing Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
Dude, Jamiroquai
Millions
was happening. Those
he
songs
was.
Are really cool.
They
no,
are.
I agree.
But, and his music videos were rad.
Oh, I know.
They were trippy.
What was it? The...
Music.
Virtual Insanity?
Virtual Insanity.
Where the floor of the room was moving and he's just walking around that room.
You know how they did that?
It was incredible,
dude. No, they actually, the floor wasn't moving. The walls were moving. They built the room and then they were moving the walls. So
and he was just walking around.
And he was just walking around and doing that.
It was one of the craziest, coolest videos I've ever seen.
Yeah, one of my favorite videos.
Yeah.
Them and like OK Go, even if you don't like their music, they always had the best videos.
They had some really
good.
They
would like have dance routines on treadmills and stuff. And it
was
all like one shot. So they had to figure do it all in one take. It's pretty awesome.
How they did that, man.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming, you know, to the show, which was a total riot. And even though we were competing with a really big event that happens every year, man, we had a great crowd, and goddamn, people were having fun.
Yes.
I mean, everyone was having fun, and I'm loving the way this band is resonating with audiences where they're like, holy S.
Yeah.
This was fun.
And
like,
it was,
my wife was dancing. I was clapping my hands. I was like the hammered guy at the bar mitzvah. You know, like, it's fun. And I love that, man. Like, people are walking away entertained. You know what I mean? I'm loving that. I'm loving that energy.
And it was such an interesting sea change going to you from Antihero.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite Tacoma bands.
I love those guys.
And it's so funny to just like, just the energy and the fun they're having, but they are loud.
Oh, dude, they are so rough and tumble. Yeah. I was trying to explain to, because there were some fans down that are big fans of Randy Hanson, which meant a lot to me that they came down to check my thing out.
Yeah.
And loved it, of course. Like, dude, wow. You know, because they're like, is this like Windowpane? I'm like, oh, no, dude, this is like a bluesy rock and roll. You're going to dig this. But yeah, the Antihero guys are like, so what are they like? I'm like, oh, dude. It's like a rough and tumble, pure rock and roll, gasoline, tailgate, beer drinking, let's burn the city down band.
Yep.
Like, yeah. It is a thumping,
but they're having
good
fun.
Time. Oh, they rock,
loud,
man.
They're Tacoma.
Yeah.
It's a blowtorch meets, it's like a pillowcase filled with sledgehammers.
Double J's drums go on fire.
That band,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're bad.
Oh,
they're Double J's
best,
one of my favorite
man.
Drummers, man. I love that dude. So,
oh, yeah.
It's pretty
well, they're all the coolest people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
One
like,
of
literally.
My, Tim's rad.
Yeah.
Louis.
Oh, yeah, man.
One of my favorite lines from it was that, like, Tim's up there singing, and, you know, and like the mid banter, he's like, I don't have merch, just give me money.
Wouldn't it be rad if anyone hugged him and went, here's $5, man? Which you'd probably buy him a drink with.
Right?
Like, those guys are,
yeah,
they're really cool human beings. They're way down to earth, and man, they throw down. I
absolutely.
Mean, it is always a killer show.
I'm trying to find their music on Apple Music.
But yeah, I mean, you're right. From them to me, because now I'm doing this Led Zeppelin meets Lenny Kravitz meets Pink Floyd meets I don't know what the hell we are, really. What are we? You've seen
fusion,
it live.
You're fusion. It's still...
It's old, it's new, it's...
It's still rocking.
Yeah.
Still rock and roll
you're
to me.
Doing a little bit more soulful stuff, like doing The Void was epic. Like, hearing that live was
pretty cool.
Something else entirely.
Thanks,
you know?
Man. Thanks, dude.
And it was one of those things where, for that one, I managed to go back from the crowd and just kind of sit back, and I was more closer to the sound guy for the one. And just seeing everyone, like you said, just kind of... like grooving to it.
Yeah, even though it's a slower song, everyone's still moving.
Yeah.
Like, what's great about this band is everyone's moving. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, it grooves, which is killer. That's so much Louie and Jeff, man. And when we started working on these songs, I was like, Louie, man, the mission statement, the joke was, dude, sweaty women dancing. And he kind of laughed. I'm like, man, I'm not even kidding, though. Like, rock and roll used to be about really attractive, sweaty women dancing, right?
Yeah.
That's what we should be doing.
Yeah, right.
That is a good time.
Good call.
You know? And I'm like, just always, everything should always dribble like a basketball. And Louie's like, I got you.
Dribble.
And bam, man, Louie and Jeff are just such an amazing rhythm section. Mm-hmm. But with the song The Void, the first time we played it, Louie had played not a straight beat, but a very traditional rock and roll ballad beat. And I went, dude, that's killer. I'm like, but remember, sweaty women dancing. I'm like, even make this thing groove. It should swing like a pendulum. And he's like, oh, I got you. The next pass. He's like, let's try it again. And it swung and grooved, and it's just like, yeah, so even when we play The Void, man, people might get emotional and stuff, but you look out there and they're still bobbing their heads.
Still feeling
it. It's really cool to watch that.
Awesome.
It's so cool to watch that.
I was trying to also find a video. I don't know if you saw the video of BJ opening up his Kickstarter package. He got it in the mail.
No, I didn't see that, man.
I couldn't find where I was just looking on social media.
Oh,
it's on one of the
KSW
social medias.
That's rad that
medias.
He even put it out there and shared it.
Oh,
man.
He was pumped.
That's
he was
so
pumped
cool.
about the shirt as well and all that good stuff.
That's
so
really cool.
People want to see the Glenn Cannon band. They could see you guys at Tony V's on September 6th.
Yeah, man, we're with White Only in the Wreckage Crew.
And Solar Tone.
Yeah, yeah. So Solar Tone's Tristan Brock. That's Travis Brock's
yep.
son. They're
yep.
amazing.
Very
Anyone
good
that
band.
Didn't see him at the tractor with Bruiser Brody, they're killer. And then, of course, man, it's White Only in the Wreckage, you know, right? You can't go wrong with the Wreckage, man. And they haven't been playing much. White's been doing the Crossing Crusades thing. I think this might even be one of their first shows kind of back to the stage.
Yep.
So I'm really excited for that show. It's going to be a ton of fun, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, very much so.
Good call.
So, yeah, anyway, didn't
Everett.
Need to go on a rail there, but come to Everett. Come to Everett.
Why don't we, because people are going to ask questions I saw in the text and stuff about stuff I was thinking about talking about. So
cool.
We covered boob tats. We covered turd talk, 80s ballads.
Turd talk.
Talking S. Let's do some voicemails, emails, and text messages.
Wow.
Yeah. Something just occurred to me.
Uh-oh.
Mixed Cats Militia!
Double bass.
I'm pretty sure Ziggy just does all of those himself, right? He's drums, he's bass, he's guitar, he's
vocals. He had Ike Effing Bear on drums, but I don't know if Ike's still doing the drums for him.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's too late already because, God, we have a six-band bill for Migs Cast 3, which is October 12th at Club Sur or SUR.
Yeah.
October 12th.
Featuring.
Tony saw that Peter DeStefano was sharing and promoting the vote on event on his page already.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On
that's
Facebook?
Cool. It had to have been.
I'll have to find him.
But I think we're friends. But Tawny, I guess, she was like, look
awesome.
At that. DeStefano's already promoting the show.
DeStefano was in Porno for Pyros.
Yeah.
Which was basically Jane's Addiction with a different different guitarist. Which
well, and then
DeStefano.
When Perry Farrell did that Hard Charger song for the Howard Stern movie soundtrack,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember seeing those guys all perform together, and it was Dumvaro and DeStefano on guitar for Hard Charger with Perry Farrell and Stephen Perkins.
And you got Stephen Perkins, who's from Jane's Addiction, also Porno for Pyros. So expect some of those songs to make their way on stage when they finish up the night at Migs Fest 3, which
Migs
is crazy.
Migs Fest 3, October 12th.
I can't believe one of my favorite drummers is playing our festival.
That's going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
It's not going to suck.
But I
and shout out to our buddy Tavis for
Tavis LeMay.
Us.
Tavis LeMay put all that in motion, man. Love you, Tavis. Yeah. Migs Cast 4... I don't know if we just have a set where it's just Ziggy playing all the voicemail intros.
He should be like our in-between set entertainment.
Yeah.
That's actually a brilliant idea.
Like, I'm sitting there listening, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Ziggy, we know you're listening.
Why have we not had Ziggy?
Hit us up.
Dude.
He might have to be like you know, like, you have like
we could
a
have him MC
DJ.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe we play all of his email
Ziggy?
Drops as he comes on stage.
Yes.
I mean, really, man. Why are we not
we're
doing
hashing this out?
We'll figure this out for
Migs
Fest 4.
We could have him MC it this year.
We could.
Okay. Ziggy, I was picturing Ziggy.
We'll
I pictured Ziggy getting up and playing all of his voicemail sets.
An unplugged set.
Dude.
Well, that could be next year.
Well, even if it was 25 minutes of just his mini songs,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd love to see that live.
I'm not opposed to that. Maybe before Intisar goes up there, we have Ziggy. And then Tess will be like, what the hell songs are these?
Oh, dude. But you'd see like whoever there that's a fan of the cast would be losing their minds hearing all the email songs
live. That's a brilliant
idea.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm
and everyone
not
else would be like, what is this and why am I not in on it? And be like, because you're not cool enough and you should listen to the show.
Yes.
Okay. I'll shut the F up now and let you get back to...
No, that's totally fine. Speaking of music, I do want to throw this out there. If there's any bands out there that want to get like some free love on our Migscast that have the access to recording like good quality music, like I don't care if it's like at a home studio, but it sounds good. I have a project for a wrestling theme that I need a band to cover an old hit of a song.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So,
Ziggy, you listening?
I hope it's Mexican radio.
No, I'd love for it to be a band.
Yeah.
I'd love for it to be. No, it's already a pick song, but just reach out to us, themigscast@gmail.com. If you got a band that wants to get some extra love, it's
tight.
Nothing too hokey. It's just basically a rock version of an 80s hit. And I'll explain later as we get closer down the line for the project. Maybe even if you don't have a vocalist or the right vocalist, I'll bug Glenn to drop some vocals on there.
I'm willing to do random stuff for Steve.
Yeah, so
that's the line of the day.
Oh, dude, I've buried bodies and stuff for Steve. It's cool.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But I need it to sound good. So don't if you got like a crappy studio recording thing, please, like, let's be real. So there, just threw that out there. I need some help. And I'll give your band some love in exchange.
There you go.
So, you know, awesome. One hand washes the other. The old barter system.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can do that, that'd be awesome. If not, not a big deal. I'll find somebody. But it'd be a lot easier if somebody else volunteers.
Way to use your program to get what you want, dude.
Hey, man. That's what this whole podcast is about.
Yeah, right?
We use it in exchange to get free stuff or to make money off of things.
Yeah, by the way.
ProWrestlingTees.com/ I'm Steve Miggs.
Yeah, GlennCannon.net, by the way. All my merch is totally available on GlennCannon.net. Just go there. I think it's under store. The header's called store.
And BrodyBand.com. Buy some stuff
there. No, that money goes to JT.
Oh, yeah. Don't buy anything. Ask us. We'll give it to you for free.
GritCityPodcast.com.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
GritCityPodcast.
We're all whores.
That's right, man.
I know. I just posted a link to the Grit City Podcast on the Miggs cast page.
Good.
Yeah, because I wanted to throw out there was a fun one we did where we asked a zoologist some really stupid questions.
I saw that link. I haven't gotten to listen to it yet, but I saw the link. You guys were at Woodland Park, yeah?
No, Point Defiance.
Point Defiance. That's what it was.
Yep.
That's
we're awesome. Tacoma,
and you found
out
how to eat a platypus.
Yes, the best parts of a platypus.
That's amazing.
Is it the butt?
Well, you have to listen and find out.
Not if it has an Amy Fisher.
Okay.
I know a radio producer that has Amy Fishers.
Okay. Wow.
Start with emails. Actually,
yeah. What were we doing? Oh yeah, messages.
Got a real Steve back in.
This is an email from our buddy Rock Machine. You know Shane.
Yeah.
From Rock Machine. He has a band called End of May, and he actually emailed my work one. And I meant to write him back, and I spaced on it. So I figured, you know what? We'll just read about it and talk about it and listen to it on the Miggscast because he listens to it. He says, I play bass and handle most of the email and social media stuff for End of May, which is his band. I'm sure that you get this all the time, but I would really appreciate it if you could take a listen to one of our songs and tell us what you think. The song is called Alive, and it's on our album that we are almost done with. We're not asking for it to get played on the radio or anything like that. We just value your opinion. You've been playing music and been surrounded by it for so long. We think you would have an interesting perspective that not many other people have. And he sent it to me, and of course, typical Steve style, I listened to it immediately. I had all these things I wanted to tell him on email that were all positive, and I never ever wrote him back. And that was from last Friday. So.
I have a CDR.
Sorry, Shane.
I have the CDR End of May Alive sitting on my desk, front and center,
and
on top of a notebook because it's a man. I got to remember to check that out.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Eve Clark's disc in the mail, and it took me a week till I could be like alone to sit and listen to it. So don't feel bad. At least you listened to it. I was like, dude, I got to listen to that. And
I listened to it, and I loved it. And why don't we listen to it here on the Miggscast?
Nice.
Do it.
So I'm going to play
it right now. End of May, the premiere.
Track 9 off of their record. It's called Alive. All right, real quick. You had the exact same reaction as I did. Because when I first heard it, I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know, because it just has
that's
like
rough and tumble. I'm like, okay.
Then it all cleans up and it sounds huge. And it's freaking cool. And you had the same look of, holy crap, this is awesome.
Yeah, I just literally turned to Steve and kind of did the whoa. And he looked at me like, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. It sounds good, dude.
Yeah. Right?
This is cool.
It's rad. The drummer, actually, and Shane, shout out to you. The rhythm section is tight.
This is really cool.
Really interesting. I dig this a lot. And I really dig the vibe of it.
Yeah.
It's like Chevelle meets Tool meets...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. But it's something different, you know. It's its own thing.
It's cool. Yeah. Very cool. It's so nice when people send you something and it doesn't suck. So, you know, that's why I felt bad I haven't written it back, because my instant reaction was, holy crap, this is awesome, man. Keep doing it. Yeah. I can't wait to hear more stuff from you guys, because it sounds badass. The one piece of advice I would give, and I think you might agree, or I don't know if this is just a rough mix or if this is a fully mixed thing, but it doesn't sound like it's mastered yet. And my thing would be spend the money and get a good mastering job.
Yeah, get
job.
A good master done.
Like, Ed Brooks is a great local guy if you're looking for someone. I just think that a lot of local bands shoot themselves in the foot when they go on the cheap when it comes to the mastering of a song. And I feel like the mastering will really smooth out and
it does more than you think.
Yeah, dude. So, Shane, my advice, and I hope it's not mastering, you spent money on it, and you're like, you son of a bitch. But it feels like it hasn't been mastered yet. Spend the money on some good mastering, because what you've got is some magic.
Yeah, it's cool.
And you should be very proud of it. And I just want to hear it at the best possible production as you can put out there. And maybe it's more money than you want to spend, but I think you'll look back on it and be happy that you spent the money on mastering it. That's my advice. And that's it. Otherwise, I don't think there's anything wrong with what you guys
really
have.
Cool.
It's a really cool song.
I like the vibe of it. I like what the singer's doing across the music. It's cool.
And you're crushing it on the bass, man. It sounds really good.
Yeah, dude. That was Steve, by the way, that just said, break it down. That's not part of the song.
No, no. That wasn't me.
So when you first said it, I was like, that was weird. I'm like, wait, that was Steve.
Anger is a gift. The bridge is over. Coming back to the chorus soon. We're breaking it down still. We're end of May. We're not mastered yet.
What? Look, it's mastered.
Unless we are.
He's sitting somewhere cutting himself right now, dude. Way to go, Steve. Dream Crusher.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Song's almost over. Breakdown.
That's awesome.
Cool,
dude.
Man.
That's really
cool.
Yeah,
congrats, Shane. That's
Shane,
rad.
You're killing it, man. That's really cool. End of May is the name of the band. Look them up. Check them out.
I swear, dude, when you did that, what did you say?
Break it down.
Dude, I had my eyes kind of shut. I was listening and I heard this, break it down. I thought, oh, man, they shouldn't have done that. I was like, wait a minute.
They didn't.
That was Steve.
They didn't do that. It was stupid Steve.
So I want to share with our listeners, like, that was Migs, dude.
Yeah.
That was Migs' vibra slap moment.
It was.
Wow. That.
By the way, I listened to that song again a couple more times after you emailed it to me.
Oh, yeah.
The song's ripping, man.
Judgment
it
calls?
Is hooky as hell.
Yeah, I love that song.
It's hooky as hell, dude. It's so cool. It's a great song.
I know, man. I'm really bummed we never got to actually master that song. Like, I speak of mastering and all that. Yeah. Like, I wish we would have had a really high quality finished version of that song.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite Peter Parker songs.
It's such a good song.
Yeah,
oh,
great,
thank you guys.
Man. Yeah.
Check out a text message. This person wanted to know, Migs, I saw the video of the kid flipping you off, and that made my day. Did you really just take someone's French fry without asking?
Dude.
That's gangster status, man. I need to come see you wrestle. Have you seen the video yet?
It's so funny.
Right,
it's so amazing.
So on Sunday, I went to Richland, Washington, which is very far.
Deep
over 3 hours.
Washington.
Over 3 hours to go wrestle at Reactivate Pro Wrestling, which if you're in the Richland area, I'm going to come back, I think, in September the 29th, I believe it is. It's a Sunday.
Sweet.
Dude, it's an awesome setup. They have it at a comedy club / bowling alley / casino. The comedy club's
cool.
Called Jokers. And they it also has like a dance floor, probably for like when it's like a club. And they put the ring right there, so it's got a crazy lighting setup right above it. Great crowd. Kids were there. But of course, you know, your local celebrity is not happy to be in Richland. But I went there just to show these parents to let their kids see what a true celebrity looks like. That was my promo.
Such a jerk.
But anyways, I took on my arch nemesis, Chase James.
Yeah,
in the match.
Come on.
And man, Chase, he kills it, man. Like, he is great at working the crowd. Whenever he goes and does a match, by the end of the night, so many people are wearing Chase James shirts. He knows how to really market himself. So he's already been there before, and there's a whole like group of people in the front row wearing Chase James shirts, including this cute like 8-year-old kid. So the minute I come out, I'm like, you know, being a jerk to people. People are trying to give me a high five. And I'm like, I'm not high fiving. You're not wearing my shirt. You're wearing my opponent's shirt. And I look at the kid. I'm like, this is the shirt you need. You know, I'm just giving this kid a hard time. I'm giving this kid a hard time the entire match. Like, I keep looking at him. Like, he's the guy I'm focused on, an 8-year-old child.
Steve farted and wafted it at him and stuff.
So match ends. I win. No big deal, of course.
No big deal.
And as I'm pinning him, I'm looking at the kid, and as the ref's counting 1, 2, 3, I'm looking at the kid going, 1, 2, 3. That's right. Like, you know, right? So then I come out. And as I'm walking around, I look at the kid. Right before I'm walking around, I see somebody's plate of French fries. I grab a French fry off of it. I'm like, I'm a winner. I can have one. And I took it and ate it.
Yeah, dude.
And that's so funny.
And I look at the kid, and I'm holding my belt. And I'm like, are you ready to buy a shirt of a winner now? And you could tell this kid just finally had it.
And like, he's like, flipped you off.
And he's just like, you can see steam coming out of his ears. Yeah. And he looks at like his dad and his dad's friend are right next to him. And he's just like, I don't care if I'm going to get in trouble for this. And he just gives me the bird.
Yeah. It was so funny.
And the best part
is... How did you keep from cracking up, dude?
Oh, it's so hard. So I act like I'm all shocked, but I look at the cameraman videoing it, and I could tell he didn't get it. I'm like, did you see this? And I look at the cameraman, show this. Now the kid won't do it again because...
He's going to get in trouble.
Right. Finally, though, his dad goes, show him again. And the kid was just like, yeah! And flipped me off again. The video, I'll show it to you guys. It's so great. So there I am grabbing the French fry from the person. And the guy's like, hey. And now here comes the kid. You'll see him. Now I just reacted to the middle finger. Now look how cute this kid is.
I love the dad. Do it again, do it again.
He's got a big smile. The guy has the biggest smile.
Oh, yeah. That kid,
during the match, he also got to chop my chest because we spilled out outside of the ring and we're beating
each
other.
Participation. Yeah. Very nice.
He apparently got to hit a couple other wrestlers. Like, this kid had the greatest night. By the end of the night, I saw him. I'm like, give me a high five. He gives me a high five. I'm like, you know what? Here. And I gave him a small t-shirt. I'm like, you're a great sport. And he was like, glowing. And I'm like, man, that kid probably is a wrestling fan for the rest of his life after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was like, he got to interact with all the wrestlers. He was cute as all hell. He didn't act like he was afraid of anything. Like, he was having a blast.
Just having fun, man.
But after he flipped me off, I go, that's the Richland public education system failing you. Oh, it was so
one of the teachers
fun.
Is in the bar right. Having lost all their chips, and they heard that comment, and they're like, make it another double.
There's another guy out there. He had like one of those big hipster beards, right? You know, he's like ZZ Top type beards. And he's like, he was chirping every wrestler the entire night. And I noticed him. I'm like, oh, if he says one thing to me, I'm ready. He starts saying to me, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hear you. Your stupid beard was in the way of your ugly mouth.
Hey.
Sorry, Rev.
Hey.
Your beard's not stupid.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your beard's on point, dude.
And I was like, is this guy going to get mad? Because he looked kind of like someone that would want to pick a fight. And he just started laughing. I'm like, okay, this crowd's awesome.
You do that, and he just stares at you with like death eyes.
Yeah, right.
You're like, oh, God.
Goes back to his truck, gets his gun.
Yeah, comes in with a 12 gauge. You got something to say now, boy?
Yeah, you don't make fun of a man's beard in Richland.
Oh, no.
It was a blast.
Oh, no.
I was just kidding.
Oh, no.
Sir, I'm trying to entertain you. Why? I'm entertained. That's not what I said. Never mind.
Entertained?
Oh my gosh, dude. I had so much fun though. It was a good time. Like, and it's like one of those places where you realize soon, like, no big move. Like, moves were getting a little reaction, but some of the guys were doing some crazy crap, and like the crowd was like, oh, that's cool. The minute you started interacting with them, they went bonkers.
Nice.
And that's my MO.
Yeah.
So
I
had so many people coming up to me afterwards. So many people bought shirts that I barely brought shirts. I was like, I'll bring a couple sizes of each. Sold out of them.
Nice.
Like, congrats,
man. People were just like, dude, how long have you been wrestling? And these people don't know who I am. Like, a couple of them were KSW listeners from back in the day, and they were like geeking out that someone from KSW was there, which was kind of cool. But for the most part, people were like, I don't know anything about, what do you do? You're on the radio? That's awesome. They're like, how long have you been wrestling? I'm like, about a year. Like, what? They were like, you're so good. I'm like, I just run my mouth, man. I'm really not doing anything special. But I appreciate
you.
That's
what I do for
a
living, actually.
Yeah. It was awesome. So if you live in the Richland area or somewhere near there, it's worth going to check out, man.
Right on, man.
Super fun. Bring your kids. It's a fun experience. There was this one teenage girl, though, that was cracking me up. The minute I walk out there, I'm wearing my MIGS vest, which is just a zip-up hoodie that I cut the sleeves off.
Ooh, sweet.
And it has MIGS screen printed on the back.
A lot of my garments are fashioned that way.
Right.
Don't judge, Rev.
I'm not. No, no, legit. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
So the minute I'm out there, here, judgment-free zone.
Oh, there's this girl just starts yelling, I want your jacket. And I'm like, what the hell?
You can have my drawers.
She's like 14, dude.
Right. Take these. Pin them on your wall.
All right, Kip Winger.
Yeah.
Wow. She's only 12 years old.
Almost 12
years old, but I'm kind of cool with that. Because she'll do what she's told.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sorry, I don't like Winger.
I can tell.
or statutory rape, for that matter. I'm not a real big fan of that. Anyway, Kip, hope you're having a great day.
There's a hard stance.
Congratulations
there,
on your retirement, bro.
So she keeps yelling, I want you to, and I'm trying to come, I'm like, finally, I'm like, look, you want my jacket, you gotta give me $50. I was just joking, right? Match ends, all this stuff. She's still yelling it. Like, and I'm like, this is so weird. Of all things that this girl is obsessed about, is that she wants this damn jacket.
I can't afford to give this to you.
But the funny part is, like, when I put it on right before I went out there, I go, I'm not feeling this thing. Like, I just feel really insecure. It's like a little too big on me. It looks kind of goofy. I'm not feeling it as part of my apparel. So I'm walking out to start selling merch, and she's walking by me, and she goes, I really want your jacket. I'm like, really? Why? And she's just like, well, I love zip-up hoodies. And I'm like, would you wear it with pride?
Well, no, mostly shame, but I'd like to have it.
She's like, I would wear that every day at school. I'm like, oh, screw it. And I just gave it to her. She's like,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Like, mind blown.
Like, then her mom comes up. She's like, thanks a lot. I'm like, what? She's like, she doesn't want to go see Asking Alexandria and Papa Roach so she could come to their next wrestling show. And I already bought her tickets for that.
I'm like,
that's rad.
What? You did it, Steve.
Whoa, wow,
you converted someone
like, I
for
need
life.
A refund.
Yeah. Then dad comes up and shakes my hand. He's like, dude, you were awesome. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, cool. He's like, and now my daughter loves wrestling. This is awesome. And I'm like, what
dude,
the hell? It
good
was so
job,
cool,
man. That's
plus,
sweet.
That's rad.
Yeah, but I was like, ah,
stole
screw
a
it.
Fan from
and,
Papa
I mean,
Roach and Asking Alexander.
Right? And here's the thing.
Right?
Like,
that's
the mom,
hard.
The mom can resell those tickets.
Yeah.
No worries. Probably. There's no worries about that.
And those
and
guys don't need
hoodie.
Steve. They don't need,
I know.
They don't need that family's money. You do.
Right, exactly.
You know?
It's got
yeah.
mixed
well,
sweat
got it
all
for
over
free.
It.
Yeah, that's right.
I gave it to her for free.
She reaches in and finds your bindle in the pocket. She's like, Mom, what's this white powder that Steve had on it.
Dad's like, give me that.
Give me that.
No, you don't even know what that is. Don't worry about it.
Why are you rubbing it on your gums, Dad?
Don't worry about
quiet.
It. Quiet.
Why are you smelling it?
You guys want to go to Wendy's and get Frosties or what?
You're saying that really fast, man.
Dad, why do you keep smelling it? Because it smells really good.
It feels nice.
It smells like energy.
Anyways, yeah, dude, I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was a crazy weekend for wrestling. I also turned heel at 3-2-1 battle. I finally snapped.
I saw that.
What happened? So good guy Miggs went bad?
Well, good guy Miggs stepped down as commissioner because, you know, I could play the audio if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, that's a brother up.
So, yeah, 3-2-1, right in the opening segment, I decided to let everybody know that I'm done as commissioner of 3-2-1 battle.
Oh.
And play.
Tonight is going to be my last night as commissioner.
People are very surprised.
Beyond excited to bring a baby girl to this world in December. So tonight,
chicks like that.
I'm done as your commissioner. I thank you guys for allowing me to be your commissioner for the past couple of years.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I was like,
thank
oh, that's
you,
cool.
Mix.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was really cool. And then
that's cute.
There was a match between Simply the Best Steve West and Uncle Muscles, Alan Jepsen. Al was my buddy. But Steve got a little too crazy, set up some chairs, and was going to pile drive him into him. So I had to get in there, slid in with a chair, scared off Steve West. But then Steve West, well, you know, he started speaking some things that got inside the back of my brain.
Uh-oh.
Because he was saying some things that really kind of stung.
Uh-oh.
And here's Simply the Best Steve West talking to me in front of the Battle Palace.
Tonight oh. is going to be my last.
You already heard that one.
We heard that one.
Son of a bitch, I suck. And fixed.
Oh, look. It's Steve Miz doing the right thing again. Your boss isn't here tonight. You don't want to hear your balder burst.
Whoa. Unacceptable. Testicles, the Greek gods of all things strong yet fragile.
That's very true.
Mr. Testicles.
I can't help but wonder when it is that you're going to become a man that your future child could actually be proud of.
Oh.
We were on the show box twice this year. Oh, that's right. You were on the pre-show both times.
Oh.
When are you going to stop doing things to make these stupid fans happy?
They don't like him.
Nope.
Now I'm getting the vibe that they don't. He sounds outnumbered.
And then at that moment,
Steve,
I started to reflect on all the things I haven't been given while working as the commissioner. He's right. I've been on the damn pre-show every time.
It's true.
I've helped sell out the show box.
It's true.
And I don't get the notoriety that I felt like I deserved.
True.
And I decided to take out my frustration on my friend Alan Jepsen's back when I took a chair and slammed it against his back.
You monster.
Not once, but twice.
And wow. That's great. It wasn't a folding chair. It was like a rolling desk chair.
It was.
Yeah. He's still in the damn hospital.
Well, the first one. The second chair was
Where did Steve
those,
get a goddamn recliner?
The second one's one of those yoga ball chairs. It was very, didn't hurt him at all. It just bounced off and hit me in the face.
And it strengthened his core as he fell to the ground.
Wow.
And the crowd reacted like this. Apparently, for taking care of things for myself makes me a sick F.
F Steve West. F Steve
Miggs. What were they saying at the end?
You sick F.
You sick F.
Because I hit him with a chair a couple times.
And you could have stooled in your hand and hurled into the audience.
That's acceptable.
Wow.
Monkey play.
Monkey doo-doo.
Poo play's fine at 3-2-1. No, it's not.
Well,
don't ever come to 3-2-1.
I'm a scat man.
No.
I'm a scat man.
What if that's my new character?
Scat man Miggs.
Please don't. I'm not. Just please don't.
I'm not.
Okay. We don't need a Mr. Hanky in the wrestling world.
So come to the next 3-2-1 battle, not this Friday, but the next Friday, I will answer for myself and let people know what was going on in my head, and we'll go from there.
Nice.
But yes, I am no longer a good, I don't know, maybe I am still a good guy.
Maybe you're an
anti-hero.
Or maybe I just made a mistake.
You gotta explain to those people that it had nothing to do with him.
Maybe people will let you see the error of your ways and you'll respond
in kind. I have a week
kind.
And a half to reflect on
explain
my actions.
Explain to them that you hate chairs, and there was it had nothing to do with him.
He just had a big surface.
There was an area, back, and you hated that chair.
And I felt like his back could hurt this chair.
And that's what went down.
And unfortunately, it was wrong, and it went the other way, and I really feel bad about it.
The chair is pressing charges.
It should.
These seem kind of flimsy here. Yeah.
No one's going to buy that?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to
happen. He needs representation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Am I a heel or am I not? And I just made a mistake. Find out next time at the Battle Palace.
That's a tease.
Yes. Yeah. So that was fun. I did a seminar with one of the biggest names in New Japan Pro Wrestling, Shibata.
Are you scared of the ghosts?
Yes.
What?
Oh, that's a seance.
Yeah.
Sorry, I knew the difference.
I knew the difference.
I just immediately was like, seminar, I'll make a ghost joke. I wanted to see if it would play.
You confused everyone in the room, so congratulations.
I love you, Glenn.
I'm sorry. Tell me about
and
your seance.
I totally played with a ghost. Oh, we had a Ouija board. It was me and a Shibata. He doesn't speak English, so the only way
nice
we could
bread,
speak.
Oh, he's a
nice
bread, though.
Yeah, we
go. Oh, my God. Today's show. What the hell's going on?
Dirt talk.
Dirt talk.
Oh, shut up. Please tell your story.
Don't shut up. You're making me laugh. Oh, St. Jude, where are you?
Oh, man.
He's like a big name. So he did like a seance where we went through the because he's like the leader of their training facility in L.A., the L.A. dojo for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, wow.
So he basically put us through 2 hours of what they would do with the people at New Japan Pro Wrestling, the wrestlers there.
So you got
and
wrecked.
I did it on a whim.
Is it crazy over the top?
Let's just say we started things off with about 460 to 500 squats.
Dude,
no,
to start.
No.
110
new.
Push-ups
nope.
with a break from, we did 60 and then 50 more.
Nope.
And
this was the warm-up?
Yes.
So they want to make you gelatin.
Dude, we got through that, and my buddy Clark, who's part of the dojo, Clark Connors, who's a wrestler from here, but he's since now been training with Shibata, and he's like going to be a big star in New Japan one day. I know it.
Cool.
He's got the charisma. He's got everything. And I look at him as I'm drenched, and like people were tapping out, and I was really proud of myself. Like I was the oldest guy there, and I got through all the squats.
Congratulations!
I mean, like many others, didn't get through all the push-ups, but stood in a plank position when I couldn't do it. So, like, I mean, I didn't give
planking's
up.
Planking's hard enough, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, planking's
brutal, man.
Well, at one point, I drove my own face into the mat because I was like, I can't do this anymore. But I looked at Clark. I'm like, so is this like child's play to you guys? And you're like laughing. I goes, no. He's like, this is what we did on day one. And I'm like, oh, great. He goes, no, it sucked on day one. But like that, this is like legitimately what he put you through the first day you joined the New Japan Pro Wrestling Dojo.
You know exactly what you're getting into at that point.
And it was, and then we did wrestling drills, but it was nuts, man. I was out of my league, but I kept going. I kept trying.
And I had a couple moments where Shibata, who's like a well-respected guy in the world of wrestling, he... The cool thing was, like, people were like, well, you know, he had the his young lions, the guys that were, that's so funny they call
young
them
young lions.
Shibata, I want to make a sandwich joke.
Oh.
I feel bad about it. So I keep smiling. I'm listening. I feel like a D.
Oh, it's fine.
Because every time you say his name, I want to make a sandwich joke.
Please do. Well, anyways, like, they had to help, they had to help translate for him because he doesn't speak English. But, like, at one point, Shibata, the sandwich, not the wrestler, he's like, hey, put some ham on me.
Now available at Jack in the Box.
He even said wrestling, it's, you know, it doesn't matter about language, wrestling is spirit. And it was a cool moment. Like, I did a couple of things that...
So it was a seance.
It was.
Way to bring it full circle. I'm
there sorry. Were a couple moments where he looks at me and just gives me, like, the nod. Like,
oh, that's
I did
cool.
good. And I was, like on my bumps, that way I, like, took to the mat. Like, I was real aggressive. And I finished, and I look at him, and he just goes, like, that quick little nod, like, cool. And then when I ran the ropes, he gave me, like, that smile and the nod. And
like,
then he
dude.
Actually corrected other people in that, in the class. And there's, like, 20 or so of us. He corrected a few of the people, and the way that he was showing them how to do it properly was exactly in line with how I did it. And I'm not, like, doing it. I that's just the only way I knew how to do it. It right. wasn't like, I was onto something. I'm like, and every, you know, wrestling, everyone could do things differently. But in his world, the
you
way
were doing
he
it
likes,
right. Yeah.
I did it the way he wanted, and he was pumped. And I was like, this was worth every dollar. Yeah. $40 well spent. I
that
got the nod of approval
40
from.
$40?
$40.
That's not bad.
No, like usually
that's
people
amazing.
Have to go to LA
yeah.
to go to his seminars. Like the fact that we had that opportunity, shout out to Defy Wrestling for putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
It was the hardest and most challenging thing I've ever done in the ring. And also probably physically wise, the hardest and most challenging thing
like
I've
beat
ever
the
done.
Hell yeah. Out of you. Yeah, dude.
I still walk funny. And that's the last time that happened was college.
I still walk funny.
Wanted to be on the team, huh?
Yeah.
Rev, how's your sinkhole doing?
Oh, dude, yeah!
Speaking of walking funny.
Yeah, nice nice transition. I had a dude in my hole yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I didn't even know where to go with that.
Yeah, right? They figured out what's been going on. So, since the last time we've been here.
Since the last episode.
Yeah, yeah. We've gotten further into the old sewer issue. We have found out that essentially because of the fact that the house was built almost 70 years ago and they've got concrete pipes. This means, and concrete pipes last between 50 and 70 years. So we're on the tail end of
Bummer.
All the stuff that's going on. They fixed the issue that was happening, which was just the pipe had become detached from the rest of the pipe. And like I said before, we were essentially flushing into our right underneath our driveway.
That's such a bummer.
Causing
man.
A little bit of a sinkhole and actually,
rats.
And bringing rats to the party because they like warm, dark places to hang out. They've now realized that we've got like 70 feet of line that goes to the sewer line, to the main sewer for Tacoma, because sewer lines are just dumb in Tacoma. Now they're like, well, so here's the deal. We fixed it and we can just put, you know, replace the hole, be fine with it, and you'll more than likely be okay. But there's a good chance that at any point in time that this could happen. And if you got to dig back down there and do this all again, it's going to be monumentally expensive. So while still expensive, we can take these sewer pipes and line them with PVC on the inside of
there
them.
There you go.
And it's the non-trenchless or the trenchless,
yeah, trenchless repair.
Yeah,
right.
Trenchless repair. And it's kind of cool. We looked on YouTube to check it out. They basically take an air bladder, put it through the pipe, and then they just fill it with the PVC.
Yeah.
And this will last, again, another 50 to 100 years. And so I was like, okay, how much is that going to cost? They give us the price. And I'm like, oh, my God. Talk to the wife. And she's like, well, if we were going to move in 5 to 10 years, maybe we could, you know, just hope and then just sell the house and just kind of move on with whatever's going on and let it be somebody else's problem. Now we're like, no, since we're going to be staying here, we might as well do this.
It. Yep.
So that's where we are. We ended up getting the rest of the pipe blasted. And basically, they just took all the crap that was in there because of the break, there was just a ton, not a ton, but a lot of rocks and dirt inside the pipe.
Yeah.
They did that yesterday. So there was a dude in the hole, which freaked the wife out because we're sitting there and I've got the camera set up. I have a camera. It's Tacoma. You got to have this
my
in the
man.
Front yard.
Yeah.
And like, she's like, I was like, oh yeah, check it out. And then she like screamed and I was like, what? She's like, there's a person in there. I'm like, well, yeah, they're working on it.
He's working in the asshole.
Yeah.
Huh?
They need to do this.
Yeah.
They pulled out 6 5-gallon buckets worth of rock and debris.
Whoa, dude.
From that hole, you from the pipe.
You guys were backed up, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it,
Rev, stop eating rocks.
Dude, right?
It makes sense.
That's too much fiber, Rev. Yeah. Too much fiber.
It doesn't break down in your system.
The plumber was like, we had a backup before, and we had to get that whole thing rooted before. And the plumber was like, when we had the backup, he's like, oh, I've never seen this before. Now everything is making a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So they've done all of that. They're going to be doing the stuff either today or tomorrow to finish it up and then putting it down. So hopefully by Wednesday, we'll have everything done.
Yeah.
We'll have a normal sewer system, which it will be really good because I'm having a party on Friday, and I would kind of hope that we don't have the like a giant hole in the front yard.
A poo hole would not be fun.
Yeah.
Especially if someone got drunk and fell in it.
Right, yeah. So, there's cones all around.
That doesn't stop adults.
I feel
in fact, that encourages them.
Yeah.
What's behind that?
Yeah. I feel terrible right now because the neighbor is trying to sell the house next door to us, and there is a giant, what was that?
Sorry, it was a pretzel commercial.
There's a giant mound of dirt in our front yard that's just covered with a tarp. It looks
you gotta put a flag on top of it, man.
It looks like we killed an elephant and just like hastily covered it.
I don't know if they make anything a parody of this, but they need to, you know, that don't tread on me flag.
Yeah.
Instead of the snake thing, it should be the turd.
A little poo. Poo emoji.
Don't poo on me.
Dude, get a poo emoji flag and put it on top of mound dirt.
Do it.
Please.
I'll pay for it.
There's a hole in our driveway, and then they're just like trying to sell the house next door.
You need to go out there.
Sorry, guys,
out
what
front.
Your problem's going to be.
You need go out barefoot, wearing only bib overalls, and anyone that comes around be like, "You're interested in buying that house? I'm your neighbor.
Esther's full.
I'm your neighbor. How are your pipes? Let me tell you about mine.
Oh, and
y'all want some Red Man plug or some Kodiak Wintergreen while you're here?
I don't even need to do that. There's just a giant hole in my front yard that tells the tale anyway. Like, it's like, you're going to have issues. You're going to have these issues.
Welcome to my street. It's going to suck.
Do you want to know how old your house is?
Rev was here.
Yeah, guess what? My house was built by the same guy who built the next 4 houses down.
Yeah, there's a body in
your foreshadowing.
House. Yeah. You're going to have this exact same problem. And
that just sucks.
By the way, would you want to buy this house?
You got to spend all that money on a thing that you really can't show off.
Yeah. There's, you know? Like, there's no curb appeal to
having great pipes.
Pipes are sick.
Yeah. Like, you can tell somebody that, but they don't give a crap.
Plumbers,
like,
Plumbers get excited. They're like, dude, nice.
Yeah.
Because they understand the reality of life, right?
But if you sell
plumbers
your home,
know the deal, dude.
Nobody's going to be like, wow, man,
great
I need to
pipes.
Buy that.
Yeah. Like, we're putting in a lot of money for this, and that all of that money was going to be going towards a kitchen renovation.
Not anymore.
So we'll be doing that later in our life, but we still plan on doing it. It's just not happening now.
You know, Glenn and I have a business where we do kitchen renovations.
We do, actually.
More than happy to come over
we
and
call
do it for
it,
you.
Norwal Productions, and we come in with a little the single horn on our heads, wearing little pink tutus.
Very true.
But the tile work is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Wow.
It hasn't really caught on, but I'm confident.
I can tell.
You know, I think it's a solid business plan.
We just need a good Kickstarter to get this thing going.
That's right. Kickstarter.
Or maybe
Let's think of buying tools.
Tutus. They get dirty, man. You get some of that binding glue, the caulk on it. And then
the caulk.
Oh, my wife hates that word. I'm like, will you hand me that tube of caulk? And she's like, please don't say that word ever.
My wife always goes, my wife will say caulk. And I'm like, no, it's caulk.
It's not caulk. It's not like the actor.
It's like, she's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it's caulk.
Caulk. Yeah.
Yeah. We used to on the old Andy Savage show. We would, like, back in the prank call days, he would call like Home Depot and say, "I just bought." They'd be like, oh, I just bought some caulk and I got caulk in my mouth. How can you help me get this caulk out of my mouth?
See, I love how you don't have to beep this.
Well, no, because we're talking about home
caulk.
Improvement
talking
items.
About caulk.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
caulk.
Yeah,
yep.
Caulk.
It's caulk. That
caulk.
Caulk.
Caulk. Caulk.
Now we just turned into
that's
crows
the Raven
in
of
here.
Sealant.
Wow.
The Raven of Sealant is coming. Caulk. Caulk.
Caulk.
My window. Are leaky. Cork!
So anyway, hopefully our pipes will be done very soon.
People download this.
And this whole thing will get
I'm
done
glad
and we'll
to
be
hear
happy.
It, do you want to share the
the amount of money you're throwing into this, or you want to keep that private?
I will, yeah, because essentially at this point, people need to understand how much plumbing costs, and this is a normal cost.
It's bad. It's bad.
$25,000.
Whoa! Well, yeah. Last time we talked, you were flirting in the realm of 8 to 10.
That changed.
Yes. So here's the deal.
Holy ciabatta bread.
The 8 to 10 was just to fix the problem that they knew about. That was just to get to the joint that they knew was broken, because the camera couldn't get any further past
that. Couldn't just roll another one.
No. Yeah. We had money. We had 30 feet of line that went to that. In addition to that, now we have 70 feet of line that had to be cleared out and then has to be lined.
Do you guys,
105 feet of line is not cheap.
You putting this on like a credit card, or how are you doing this, man?
Kickstarter.
Yeah.
GoFundMe. GoFundMe.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to help out, I'll send you my PayPal information.
Like 8 to 10 made me quiver and sweat. Dude, wow. God, Rev.
Yeah, we like I said, we had planned for the kitchen renovation.
I like renovation better.
Yeah, yeah. The renovation.
Done by the Norwal.
The money was there, but now it's just allocated elsewhere. Everybody. Still for the house, so we're fine. It's just, it's so pricey. But at the same point, I knew that it was going to be pricey, because when we found out about all this, I knew what was going on, but I had dealt with the same, a worse issue with the old house that we were renting, because when we went to Yellowstone, Tacoma Public Utilities flushed out our lines, and they accidentally burst the pipes.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. And fortunately enough, on that end, I didn't care. I'm a renter, so like, what do I care at that point?
But the landlord's like suicidal.
Yeah. Yep. Like, oh,
karma,
my God.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And
it's karma.
Fortunately, TPU was like, yeah, it's our bad. But
TPU?
That was, yeah, Tacoma Public Utilities.
Like Toilet Paper University. Yeah,
that's where I went.
They gave me an awesome
degree.
That.
They gave me an awesome degree, but I held it outside when it was raining and it just melted.
From poo to poo on this podcast.
We'll school you on your toilet issues at TPU.
Today is a poo cast.
It really is.
But what happened with that, because they had to run line and everything again, that was, I think, around $40,000.
Good God.
So, like,
man. I'm going to go to DeVay University, man. I feel like things would be cleaner there.
I'm going to Outhouse Community College.
Did you say DeVay?
Yeah, dude.
No,
well, that's a blanket.
That's a blanket. Are you wiping with a blanket?
Bidet. Sometimes. Bidet.
With the seance.
Bidet. Yeah, I'm having a seance on your bidet. I'm summoning the squeaky clean.
Man.
I'm summoning the squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Well, rinse the underside of my coin purse.
If we learned anything from this podcast, is to never invite the Rev over to use your bathroom.
It wasn't my fault. It was already there.
Dude, the last Rev, two times.
I'm thinking, right? Honestly, you're having a party this weekend.
Yeah.
Put tip jars in both your bathrooms. With a little sign.
Both my bathrooms. I only got one bathroom.
Tipping is not a pipe in China. You know, have people chill. Oh, you want to use my Esser?
Hire a little kid. Maybe that cute little kid that flipped me off. Have him going around with a plunger in your hand and a little bucket for money and be like, please, sir, can you help the Rev out with his plumbing issues?
Oh, dude, you know what would be bomb is I'll come down in a tuxedo and like dark black sunglasses, and I'll stand in the bathroom with a little tray of mints, deodorants, oils, and lotions. You know,
square
man?
People's
if
hands.
If our bathroom was big enough, I would put my Yoda statue in there.
Oh, my man. I love that.
I need to give him a sign, though. Give him a sign that just says, like,
chip
yeah.
You will.
Yeah, yeah. Tips for the Esser.
Take it easy on the pipes, you must. not this crude
man
matter.
I'll be so happy when this
Bro
is over
is.
I just hate having a giant hole in my driveway. I can't even park my car except on the street, and I don't trust our road. Like, people just blast through there.
And with cars street parked, you're asking for your mirrors to vanish.
Absolutely.
I know how it works,
that
dude.
Sucks,
man. Yeah, it happens, bro.
I just want it done, so hopefully either today or tomorrow it'll be finished. And you know, knock on whatever the hell this is, but
fake wood.
Yeah, have any issues at that further on.
That's amazing, dude. Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that number. Yeah. That's astronomical.
It is, but it's one of those things. It's like people will try to skimp on a sewer scope when you're buying a house. Don't. Like, it's $250, but if it gives you that information,
peace of mind.
We knew about this, and this is why I was putting off the kitchen renovation. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is not going to go away.
We have some issues with the line outside of my house in the mm-hmm. back. Luckily, it's only 10 to 15 feet. It's about 3.5 feet down.
Yeah. But see, ours was 7 feet down as well, too.
Oh, God. So it's deep and it's long.
It was a 10-foot hole they had to
dig.
That's
what she said.
Which is so expensive. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, they put in that clean out. And when mm-hmm. the last time the guy was there, at that point, I was like, look, man, there's a good chance I might buy this home.
spend some time with me here. And so I got
let me know what's up.
Yeah, I got all the skinny on that. And then, you know, when we
were... And we needed a clean-out hole as well, too.
So now they put an access in?
Dude,
last time they were there, they had to take the toilet off and go in from the roof and all this crazy...
Yeah, that's what they had to do with me as well.
Yeah, it was bad.
No,
bad.
If you can do a clean-out hole, get your stuff checked out... Is that like a
colonoscopy for your house?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
He had an Amy Fisher in his pipe.
It would burst all over it.
Made a big hole.
Everywhere.
Yep.
It was nasty.
To go back to the video of me getting flipped off by the kids, I just got the funniest comment on my post from Craig Gass. Comedian.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, "That was awesome. I'm glad you caught that on video. Sets up the grudge match between you, the two of you perfectly. Hashtag in this corner. Hashtag weighing in at 40 pounds. Hashtag kid finger."
Kid finger. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So before we go, make sure we get all our plugs in. September 6th, Tony V's.
Speaking of plugs. This is the great poo cast today.
Glenn Cannon Band's going to be over there with White Only in the Wreckage and Solar Tone. That's at Tony V's on September 6th. Also, Bruiser Brody on the 12th of October over at Club Sir with Stephen Perkins of Jane's Addiction, Peter DeStefano of Pornographic Pyros, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage, Celia, Intisar, Glenn Cannon Band going to be playing that as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. ProWrestlingTees.com/I'm Steve Miggs. Buy some shirts. I actually have a brand new shirt. Shirt of me holding the Verified Championship belt drawn by Brian. Shout out to him. And it has a kid giving me the middle finger, appropriately enough. It's pretty
so
have you seen this picture?
No. Does it really have a kid giving you the finger?
Yeah, no. It really does.
What are the odds?
Well, I mean,
this was made before this video.
Can you get a t-shirt made of me standing in a pile of money with an electric guitar on? Can you get a shirt like that made? Because apparently that's how this S works. Oh, my God. What are the odds, dude?
ProWrestlingTees.com/I'm Steve Miggs. You could get this shirt. And I don't think I'm going to ever print it. So the only way you could get it is at Pro Wrestling Tees.
I want that in like an 8x10 to be framed somewhere in my
living room. It's a great drawing.
It's rad, dude. It is rad.
Let me find what guy made it on Twitter. Dude's been making some great artwork that's wrestling-based. He's a comic artist.
Yeah.
And he came and got to experience an independent wrestling show and was so inspired that he started drawing all the wrestlers, which I think is pretty awesome. And so I asked him to...
It's like Two Sour Brian?
At the number two, Sour Brian.
Yeah.
He also co-hosts the Two Sour Show. It's a podcast, and they gave us some love as well with Brian and Dane. Awesome dudes.
Yeah,
and
super cool guys.
Yeah. Super talented artist. Like, he's got some great art, but my favorite, of course, would be the one of a kid flipping me off at a wrestling show, and it's now available
as a
t-shirt.
Which was drawn before you were ever flipped off by a kid at a wrestling show.
No, I've been flipped off by kids in Everett.
Yeah.
But this was Richland now.
Okay.
I know. It's a thing, man.
Because I was hoping, like, can you... You know,
oh, it's like
draw a picture of me,
the premonition,
like,
and the
draw a picture of me at like 104 years old, happy and healthy, please. I'd like that drawn immediately.
Good luck.
Cannon. He's 104 and still jogging.
Yeah, sure.
No, trying to find it.
Rev.
So yeah, Tony V's, please come to Everett the 6th. But then Saturday night, man, we're doing this really cool outdoor music festival that's in Duval, Washington.
Duval.
And that Facebook invite's out there.
This Saturday?
That is not this Saturday. So both those shows are next Saturday. So the 6th, I'm at Tony V's, and the 7th, I'm in Duval, Washington.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So,
busy.
Yep. So that's going to be a cool weekend, and I just want to make sure people knew about the show in Duval as well. But Tony V's, looking forward to it. Wyatt, Solar Tone.
I'll be wrestling on that Saturday the 7th over in Tacoma, and tickets are for the seats. I mean, standing room will be available if you don't get tickets to the seats, but the seats are almost sold out. So, Pro Wrestling, look that up. Myself taking on Dave Turner.
Dystopian State Brewery.
At Dystopian State Brewery
in
Tacoma. That's going to be a blast. Most of my wife's family are coming to that one,
nice.
Which is going to be, it's a no disqualification match between me and Dave, and we're going to probably kill each other.
They're
going
to cry.
So they're
going
to
openly weep when they watch you do this.
They are going to
lean over and be like, you married this man. He's fathering your child.
Right.
He's up there being beaten with
a
chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like beat with chairs, maybe garbage cans.
What kind of message will this send to your daughter?
It's going to be, they've never been to a wrestling show.
Never?
Never? And you're bringing them to that?
Well, it's in Tacoma, so it's close.
Holy.
And they want to see it because they're really they're very intrigued by me doing this.
Do they understand what it is you're doing?
No.
I don't know.
No,
like they will.
This is entertainment. It's
they
fun.
Will.
It's riot. It's
it.
Excellent for my
they
fitness.
They think it's cool. They
okay,
actually
oh, okay,
think
well
cool.
then rad.
They're
rad.
Not being like taking
I'm legitimately asking.
No,
I'm legitimately asking. Like, are these people going to sit there and go, what the F?
No, they find it to be fascinating.
Okay, cool. Then that's
but,
cool.
But I don't think they're expecting that
like Dave and I are going to kill each other.
Put on a good show,
in
bro.
This match, which is going to be show. Awesome. And then the following week, September 15th, also another big one for me. That's at Without a Cause Wrestling. Me taking on All Ego Ethan Page from Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
That's, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's happening. Just look up Without a Cause Wrestling.
And when's that one?
That's Sunday, September 15th in Everett. At the VFW hall.
You got to keep, because I want to be at that. Do you want to go? Do you want to drive all the way to Everett for that, Rev?
We'll see on that one.
Starts at 4.
See.
Done by 6:30-ish.
That's a good time on that.
You go to Tony V's afterwards for some chicken wings.
Oh. See, Tony and I are right in the middle-ish.
Yep.
You know, so I want to go to that.
Let's That'd talk be dope. About it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, maybe we'll make a plan. Maybe we can all get together.
Road trip.
We can get together and do lunch. I'll have my people contact your people.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
So in other words, Tawny will text Michelle.
No, perfect. Perfect. If we could get a bunch of Migscast listeners to show up, show some support for that show on that September 15th,
that would be,
that would be
epic.
Pretty nuts, because I'm nervous as all F.
Man,
I'm excited
fine,
but nervous.
Dude. Oh,
I know I'll be fine. I'm in great hands.
You got the nod from Chewbacca, dude.
Chewbacca likes me.
I can't even get Standard Wonder to nod at me.
Chewbacca loves me as well.
Great hands.
Rev, Grit City Podcast.
City Podcast. Just check all that out. Have some fun with that. If you guys remember Ricker, I still do the Leaf Life Podcast.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff going on with that. So if you like marijuana and marijuana accessories, it's the way they can go with it.
But if you listen to this podcast and got through this, you probably like marijuana and marijuana accessories. I could be wrong. Next week we're off because it's Labor Day weekend.
That's
and
true.
BJ is taking that Tuesday off, so we're going to be not in studio, so that's going to be nice. So.
Cool, and it's not even my fault this time.
Nope. You could take a long poop next Tuesday.
You can take the longest one you want.
See, we brought it all back to the turd.
Nice.
Circling back to Glenn's moment of, I'm going to have to text these guys.
Can we not talk about circling back? Kind of you.
I think that's it.
I think that's
what a
it.
Random and wonderful program.
I had a really good time.
My abdomen
Oh, yeah.
Hurts.
I feel great.
I had a really good time. Shout out to everyone who listens to the podcast.
The past three have been really...
I feel like we're in Iowa.
We've got a good stride going on.
Yeah.
Good chemistry.
I leave here, my face is red, and it hurts physically.
It's a lot of fun, man. I always love doing this. Even on days where I'm like, ugh, car's giving me problems.
I wanted to ride my scooter in today. I got up this morning. It's such a beautiful day.
What, your little Lime scooter?
Yeah, that's it. Those things are dangerous as F, dude.
I know.
I saw one down in Tacoma, and there was a chalk outline of a human body next to it, man.
Sorry,
I knew it was just a matter of time.
Sorry to Justin, who broke his leg.
Oh, dude, he tore himself up bad.
On a Lime scooter?
No, he didn't.
In front of this
chase. Was he drunk? Maybe.
Probably.
He mentioned that tequila was involved.
Yeah.
He said he was showing off for chick. Tequila was involved.
Be careful,
they
everybody,
need, like,
when you ride those.
They need breathalyzers for those scooters.
They really kind of should, even though it really won't matter for anyone.
All right. Well, you can follow us on Facebook. Just go to the Migscast page on Facebook or Twitter, the Migscast, or all that good F-ing stuff. Stay positive. I don't know. I got to get better at it.
Well done,
these.
Dude. Yeah, usually you tie it right up.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was kind of
I'm
bad.
Done.
It was like listening to a drunk guy fall down the stairs.
I'm just fading.
You're like, I don't come to the Migscast. Here's a photo of my left foot.
Why are you still listening? What's wrong with you?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.